This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
It's another War of the Roses here on the wake-up call, and we have Natalie on the phone. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. So you've been together for 3 years, and you've been engaged for 9 months, but you still have not set a date for the wedding. So what happened, and why do you think that your fiancé, Liam, is cheating on you?
So a few weeks ago, I needed to get something off of my off of an email of mine. My computer was updating, so I was going to use Liam. I get onto Liam's computer, and I notice that there's an email account that I didn't even know he had. Then within that email was a message from a girl named Sarah, and she was talking about some upcoming trip to Tahoe. I didn't want to think about it, but I went to the sent box to see if maybe he had written her back.
Oh yeah,
but there was
smart.
Nothing in but there was nothing there. So I'm like, okay, maybe he deleted it.
Okay, well that alone is suspicious.
But nothing was in the deleted folder, and of course, my mind immediately goes, well, maybe he deleted it from the delete folder because you can do that. It's been bugging me because again, I thought everything was fine.
Can I ask if he has mentioned that he plans to be traveling for work? Like, is this Tahoe trip something that he has already talked about? Or is this like you have no idea what that's in reference to?
I have no idea what it is. Yeah.
Okay, so Natalie, we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear everything. We're going to call Liam and offer him free roses, see who he sends them to, okay?
Okay.
Yep, it's War of the Roses, only on the wake-up call.
It's War of the Roses on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Liam, please?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, Liam. This is Stacy with... I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is 1 dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, great. Well, it's super easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person that you would like to send the roses to.
Yeah, let's send them to Natalie.
Okay. And then before I get Natalie's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Okay. How about, let's say, I'm sorry about the other night.
Oh,
let's hit the reset button. I love you.
Liam, that offer wasn't real. This is Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and we offered you free roses to see who you send them to, because on the phone listening this whole time is your fiance Natalie, and Natalie had suspicions that you were cheating. Natalie, are you there?
Yeah.
Natalie found an email to an email address she did not know you had from a girl named Sarah. Do you know someone named Sarah?
No.
Okay, but there was an email address from a girl named Sarah, and she was talking about some trip to Tahoe and planning on meeting here, and that she was excited. And like, what's going on?
Why would you have an email open? Like, you would have had to log in to have this email open.
That's not my email address. That's, I, what happened is I bought a refurbished computer, and that email just, it pops up from time to time. I can't make it go away. I don't know how to do that. So it just, it's on my computer.
I mean, it is, it is suspicious. You know, it's just one email. So, I mean, I didn't even ask this question. Did you check the date?
No, I didn't check the date.
Well, maybe go and check because it's not even from this year.
And if it's, an email that you have, that you got from being refurbished, I feel like you, if it's something you would have discovered when you first got it.
It's just something I've ignored. It's just whenever something comes up, I just go, ah, it's bad.
I get that.
Okay, can I ask?
No, I totally get that, by the way.
Okay, obviously you guys had a fight recently based on the card that Liam wrote for the flowers. Was that about this?
No, it was the other day. He went out with friends. He didn't come home until 4 in the morning, and I was trying to call him all night to figure out where he was, and he wasn't answering. So,
okay, Liam, that is really adding to the suspicion here.
So I could explain that,
too. You can explain that, too. Okay.
I was drunk, and I had slept in my car until I was sober, and I didn't want any loud noises, so I set my phone on vibrate.
I don't know what to believe.
I mean, Natalie, do you still think that Liam's not faithful?
I honestly don't know what to think, to be honest.
Right. Okay.
Well, that is something you guys absolutely need to work out before you get married.
Yeah, I would say you guys should probably hammer that out. And maybe Liam, well, actually both of you, but especially you, Liam, if you want to start sowing more trust back into the relationship, then maybe set a date. Maybe start planning the wedding. Maybe start doing things.
And don't stay out till 4 a.m. without your fiance having any idea where you are.
At the very least, send a sloppy text message
back.
Yeah. Natalie, sorry we couldn't help more, but I mean, I am going to trust Liam on this one.
Thanks, guys.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.